You can't drink like me. You can't smoke like me. Let's party together.
Oh my goodness.
Talk, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Hole in None Fantasy Golf Podcast. With me, Words, and my neighbor, DJE, Mr. Dodie Fayed. On tonight's podcast, Akshay-Tobatia wins the Texas Open. Remember how we talked about thinking about taking him, and then we never did? That was tight. There were definitely few that were on him. We'll see what that did to the BLC leaderboard, and then back home to Augusta for the Masters. Hey, what's up, bud?
Hey, bub.
Hey, man.
You thought about taking him. Yeah. I certainly didn't. I mean, sure, Akshay's always a sexy pick, right? But you vividly said, I should take Akshay.
I should take Akshay, but you know.
You fucking idiot.
I'm going to stick with this Ryan Moore guy. I think he's got a little juice left in the tank.
Hey, cheeky Ryan Moore pick, though. Yeah. I mean,
wasn't that cool?
Yeah, it was cool while it lasted, Words. What did he end up finishing?
Who gives a shit?
Oh, my God. Yeah, T45. He was top 10 the first two rounds, though.
No, it was tight.
Okay. Two things. One, we just talked about, it's so funny how sometimes we just are sitting here bullshitting and then we're like, what are we fucking doing? Just hit record. Like, we should be talking about this because you walked into my house and I knew exactly what you had for lunch, even though you were carrying the cup, but my house smells like a fucking fresh, delicious Jersey Mike sub right now, Words. And I love it.
Yeah. Hey, Mike Wednesdays.
Oh, did you go to their Day of Giving?
No, I'm against that.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I don't want a fucking tip on my $14 sandwich, okay?
Yeah. God, the tips everywhere now are
22%, right?
I have to hit the $1 one. Just $1. Please, yeah. Just don't look at me.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you piece of shit. I work at Jersey Mike's. Give me some money. It's like, I know, and I'm eating at Jersey Mike's. Give me some money.
And Starbucks is just relentless with that shit. Ugh. It's unbelievable.
Oh. Yeah, no, I make a valiant effort to make coffee at home pretty much every morning, except for when my sweet, sweet wife will like be like, I left a cold brew in the fridge for you, when she like goes and works out at 5 while I'm just sleeping.
Oh.
I left a cold brew in the fridge. Oh, God damn it, another $5 coffee.
What a wonderful couple you guys
Thanks
are.
Thanks for the thought. Yeah. Yeah.
Where the fuck did you get it, Maggie? Fuck.
That while she goes and gets our daughter out of fucking bed at like 4:35 in the morning to then let her sleep on me while she gets up and goes and works out. So it's like, okay, well, I'm awake. I should have been the one going to work out, but whatever. I don't work out anymore.
Jackie Boy had a little wake-up call at 4 bells this morning.
Oh, God.
Jackie, go to sleep. Jackie, don't do it. He
knows this is the week, John.
It is the week.
Everything changes. Oh, well, talk about excitement. You know, there's a lot of things that play into the Masters. One of them being obviously our league, our picks. But two, I told you right before I showed up, I just signed up for Bovada and I plan on getting a lot of action. I'm spreading it. Remember, I did this a few years ago for like several years. I would do it for the majors and I would do it through one of our friends, either one of our friends who might be coming on the show later or my sister, and I would always just kind of be like, okay, well, if I win, like, I feel guilty being like, so, are you going to cash that out for me or what? Because I think there's fees associated with that. So I just took matters into my own hands and signed myself up while I was driving back from Lawton today.
Yeah. What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he just bet all of his money on Tiger. Jump into my hot tub filled with hell.
So, yeah, I'm very excited about this week, but Words, I mean, last week, Jesus Christ, you talk about some drama. Danny McCarthy with a rocket up his ass with 8 fucking birdies on the back nine, including the last 7 holes, only to just lay sod over a fucking sand wedge.
Hey, I didn't know you like to get wet.
I haven't seen a pro with that egregious of a chunk shot in a while.
Well, especially after shooting 28 on the back nine on a Sunday.
And having 90, was it 92 putts for the week? It was a PGA Tour record or something.
He is ridiculous with the putter. I mean, it was an auto twike. Anything inside of 20 feet, auto make. It was that kind of day. But I mean, props go to Akshay. Like, my God, he didn't just like he had to actually work for it. He had a 6-shot lead with the back nine to play. Shot 2 under and still was caught and had to finish it in the playoffs. And I would have thought he's the biggest badass in the world. But like during his celebration, it was like, "Ow, my shoulder!
Ouch!"
And you know, after Denny in the playoff hole lays sod over it, then Akshay's like, "Hold on, time out. I gotta get some physio tape before I finish this thing." It's like, Akshay, come on, dude. Just knock it on the green and 2-putt for your win. But then he ended up 1-putting.
So. Were you watching live?
No.
So I was watching live, but I didn't have sound. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Is he calling for a fucking is he calling for a rules official? Yeah. Is he gonna withdraw?
Like, I don't want to take my shirt off out here. I only weigh 130 pounds.
That was the other craziest stat line of the week. What's crazier? Denny McCarthy with 92 putts, Denny McCarthy with 8 birdies on the back nine, or the fact that Akshay Bhatia is listed at 6'1", 130?
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible. And just... I feel like he's our little brother, you know, just a little nerdy brother you got to take up for. And thank God his fiance, Presley, she was there with him by his side. And that's where they met, right?
Back in San Antonio years ago.
All roads lead back to San Antonio.
Or it was like 1 year ago.
Yeah. You know, but like I said, I feel like he's our little brother. Like, Presley, don't you hurt him. Don't you do that, Presley.
Presley knew what she was doing. I mean, remember yeah. whenever she was on the bag for him
Akshay
in like the Bahamas?
Is just all lost up in that jelly.
Yeah, remember? It's like, how'd you guys meet? Well, she slid into my DMs.
Yeah, she slid into my DMs.
He just comes out and says that. And this poor bastard, you know, he's been pro since he's 17. Probably, he seems like a really good kid. I think he's got his head on straight, obviously. He's won twice now on the PGA Tour. But how much jerking off was he doing on the road from like 17 to 20, huh? There I am talking about a 17-year-old jerking off again. Where's Tommy Morrison these days, huh? The kid from Texas.
I don't know what to say to any of that. You're
it's the Masters.
Ever since he got this Bovada account, he's just like a new person.
It's the Masters show.
I haven't seen him this excited in years.
It's hey, remember?
Said Sep.
It always brings me back to that Masters show, the DJ Masters show, when I passed out on the floor.
Oh, I remember.
And like
that was incredible.
I've never felt so bad to like literally feel like I needed to apologize to you the next day.
Yeah.
Like words. Can you handle the editing this week?
Sure, Johnny. That was back when we only played night games. That was tall order.
It was probably like maybe I wasn't passed out. Maybe I was just truly like sleepy. At what time is it considered falling asleep versus passing out? Like after midnight?
Those are solid questions.
It is, especially for someone like me.
What's your BA?
With a really sketchy past.
Super sketch and a really high blood alcohol content. It's tough.
And really high.
That too.
But anyways, Akshay Presley, yes, full circle. They meet here. They find their love here, and he gets his first real win on the PGA Tour.
She definitely swiped his V-card here, no doubt.
Yeah, it's like, hey.
Not her. She'd already thrown a leg up, no doubt.
Let's meet up at the Las Tres Hotel, and we can fuck. I'm just trying to think of something that's San Antonio. Let's go on the Riverwalk and fuck. Anyways, the crazy thing about Denny, so obviously it was like he was just kind of like plodding along, 1 under on the front nine up until the back nine, by the way. 63, lowest score by 3 shots. There were 2 66s, one of them being to Rory, who, what do you know, another backdoor top three. But Akshay was tied for the 4th lowest round of the day as the leader with a fucking huge lead.
Backdoor king. That was a great transition from Presley.
That's just fuck on the Riverwalk.
Back right into the golf talk. Love it.
I can tie everything into golf. Come on. I'm going to smoke some ice.
Yeah, I got nothing, Johnny. Valero It was painful knowing that Akshay was right there for me and didn't hop on it. Ryan Moore. But you know what? I only fell one spot, so I gotta keep the focus forward. I just changed my picks right as we started the show. So I'm a little preoccupied. Like, my brain is in a fucking knot this week.
I'm not gonna lie.
Lost all my DraftKings money again. For the second week in a row. Hey, we're back. No.
All of it? Yeah.
No, bankroll 1700.
Okay, good.
So we're still live and kicking. We're shoving some more in this week. I haven't even begun to tie my head in the knot that's going to be in tonight, polishing those things up. But I'm scared, John, with these picks. Not going to lie. It's tough.
Hey, listen, and that's kind of the emphasis for the new payout structure that we did fluff the majors a little bit. We obviously had a little bit more money to work with because we had a few more players this year compared to last year. But I always was under the juice in the majors just makes them that much more interesting, in my opinion. And I think that was kind of something that the three of us, you, me, and C-Rob, kind of all talked about at one point. And I feel like I was one of the only ones that wanted to juice the majors, but maybe it was a bad idea. Maybe it was a bad idea once there could be a very well be like a fucking 15-way tie for first if you know.
Yeah, it was about a two-day texting back and forth, and by the end of it, it was like definitely like Jack to Tony Jacklin, like, Jesus, J.E., okay, yeah. Whatever J.E. wants.
Yeah, J.E.,
Jesus Christ, give it to him so we don't have to text again.
No, it was like, okay, we just need like this many more people to join the league, and then we can do it. And then it was like, okay, we can do it.
Well, the big thing also is like, how many segments did fucking Bird Payne win last year? None, John.
Yeah,
just the overall.
Bird Payne
took home like 1300 last year.
He took home like 7K, which
good for him. He earned every penny.
He sure did.
That's my money this year, guys. Yeah.
So I guess the one thing that I will say is that last thing about Houston or Texas, whatever the fuck, San Antonio. I love that Akshay had to win to get in this week. So now you got a big hitting left-handed hitter heading to Augusta, which
with nothing to lose.
Obviously, I don't give the kid much of a chance, but there's something to be said about a left-handed guy. Ugh. Bubba Watson obviously is the one who comes to mind. Obviously, Phil had success around there, but Bubba fucking Watson. What a joke. I mean, he did win, like, he won 10 times on tour, if not a little, maybe 11. But, like, as a fucking big-hitting left-hander, you have a fucking chance here, you know? Yeah. So it's like, I'm not saying Akshay Batia is going to win, but I think now that
he's
playing in his first Masters, I wouldn't be fucking surprised to see Akshay Batia winning a fucking major. He's 22 years old. He could win something in the next 20 years.
Hey, let's make another bet, Johnny.
There we go. Bovada. Akshay.
Akshay, low debutante?
Fuck no. You know who I got my eye on there, bub.
Who's that, John?
My guy. My number one guy, U.S. Open champion. You forget, he has won a major, but this is his first. You probably don't forget, but Wyndham Clark is playing in his first Masters this week, so that is my low debutante, and maybe green jacket winner, but we'll get to that.
Ooh.
Hey, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
No, you did say it, though. It's awesome. It was the win and get in situation, so he's going to be strolling in here with empty balls and nothing to lose.
Yeah. Yeah, which I don't know if we save that for the Master Talk, but lot can be put into the whole, like, jizz depletion or keeping your jizz in, you know?
Yeah.
That was a big thing about
our guy Tiger. Not fucking.
Yeah, he's not fucking.
I mean, who's going to have the balls for the follow-up? Like, how about masturbation, yeah. Tiger?
You getting your cock sucked?
You said no sex. Is this like Bill Clinton no sex? Or like you're abstaining from any kind of jizz talk?
Yeah, I bet you late at night when he can't sleep, he's just getting some fucking, yeah. See, like old videos of himself, you know?
Yeah, stay on the Instagram search page.
I was just thinking, you know, he probably had all sorts of, if he's fucking a Perkins pancake waitress behind like a Lowe's next to a dumpster, he probably has filmed himself having sex with like a midget, you know, like weird shit.
Wait a minute, are you getting ready to bring conjoined twins talk back into this thing?
Well, no. No, but I'm glad that they're happily married and we may or may not have confirmed that there is illicit pictures of them online, but we're not going to get into that.
You found a compromising picture.
Potentially.
potentially. Well, I did get a few texts after the show last week. Hey, if you guys do go back into some conjoined twins talk, like, hit me up on that pod.
I'm totally in.
I'm in.
I don't want to get on the pick segment, but I want to give my two cents on that.
I am all the way in, Domino's.
Now, I don't think we need to talk about that anymore. I'm wanted federally.
That's what you've said in these 15 minutes that makes you feel weird?
No.
Calling one of the conjoined twins a cuck.
The cucky one with the more upright girl, you know, is kind of hot.
The cucky one with the droopy eye.
the more upright girl. Not the one with the tilted neck. No.
She's the bachelorette.
Yeah.
She's still available.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Maybe me and, was it Adam? Yeah. Adam?
Yeah, the left side of the hole is wide open for us boys. I'm a married man myself, but, yeah. You know.
Oh, God. So what else has happened, Words? I don't even know. Oh, the chick who won the Augusta Women's, she really blew it and then birdied the last two holes to win.
Oh, yeah, Tiger Strong. He always comes in with a text like right after we finish the show, but he blew you up about the women's golf, Augusta National, yeah, and there was a women's tournament.
Nelly Korda won her fourth straight event at Shadow.
Love her, love it.
Then she posted some racy bikini.
She's like,
shots,
hey,
on
check
the beach.
Out these cooter pics.
She did though. Did you see that? She posted some thirsty ass pics in a bikini.
I love that.
I do too.
Better than Caitlin Clark.
Lottie Wode is who won the AMA, and some chick, Bailey Shoemake from USC, dropped like a 66 or 7 and finished like an hour and 20 minutes before her, posted the number. This Wode chick, she's a Florida State girl. She ends up birding 17 and 18 to fucking win. She was down two, I'm sorry, I guess down one heading into the last two holes. And
birdie finish.
Nobody, I mean, we've seen Marco Mira birdie 18. We've obviously seen Tiger birdie 18, but like.
Who could forget Charles?
Charles birdie the last four, you know, but like birdieing 17 and 18 at Augusta National is special. So that's a great way to start the week. And maybe it's a sign of things to come for this week, Words.
What's that? What would that sign be?
That Wyndham Clark is going to birdie the last two holes to win.
Did you pick Wyndham?
No, I'm not going to get into that just yet.
You don't have the balls.
No, I don't know. I just think that's a good way to start is all I'm saying. You know, the drama, that was all there. Did you watch any women's basketball?
I did not, no.
Did you see that they got better ratings than the men's Final Four?
I did. Good for them. I like that.
I actually watched both, which I haven't done that in a long time. I watched both women's and I watched both men's. I had a lot of TV time this weekend.
Must have been,
yeah,
Johnny.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Every weekend.
Yeah. My kid doesn't leave, like, never goes outside, doesn't have a good time in life.
Well, do you go outside with her?
Yeah, sometimes.
She's like, Daddy.
So I put the TV out there.
Daddy, will you please go outside with me?
I'm like, wow, you can talk?
Yeah, Weezy was like, can I go next door and see Livy and J.E.? And I was like, no, J.E. does not like visitors.
Yeah.
Stay out! And who's the fuck over there? J.E.'s the meanest old man that ever lived.
So... What else, Words? Did you see Ricky Martin's boner on stage at the Madonna concert?
You know I missed that. Ricky Martin's still kicking around, huh?
Still kicking, still
he's
gay.
He's on Madge's tour, huh? That just makes me think, man, Madonna's really fallen off. She needs hot-ass Ricky Martin up there.
Well, it was kind of funny because he's an attractive male. He is obviously gay as hell. He got a massive, massive boner because of
Madge. Madge flip him?
These two gay dudes. I want to say gay. That's terrible for me to say. These two dancers that were wearing barely clothes.
Oh, and you just assumed they were gay.
And they were really dancing sexually.
Hater.
Ricky Martin. He was dancing pretty hard. They were dancing hard on him. So
wait, the dancers were dancing hard on Ricky Martin.
And that's what caused him to get a boner.
And so then he like just went back into a dance move and like he had a
No. He was dong. Like, they were like doing some sort of show where he and Madonna were both sitting in chairs and they were like basically like grinding on each one of them.
Cool.
And then he kept trying to like
get away.
Clearly.
No, I'm straight.
Hide something over his dick. And then, like, literally, they were, like, holding up signs, and then, like, he kept the sign over his dick. And then, ironically enough, it was Chris Rock, A-Rod, and someone else who were at the concert, and they could see what was going on from the side, and they were like, does he have a boner? And they were, like, laughing, like, what the fuck? Ricky Martin has a fucking boner right now. It's pretty funny. You should go check it out. Actually, pretty huge dick, it looks like. So... there you go. That's my take on Ricky Martin's boner.
I think this is our last show.
Okay. The Masters is this week, though, words. Yeah, well, we have a lot left.
It's a perfect one
first
to end
major,
on.
First major of the year.
First major of the year. The shittiest year in golf.
Oh, God.
Can't wait. Okay, Johnny, hey, here we go. Let's do the BLC leaderboard and then just get right down to some brass-ass tacks.
Okay. Talk. Words, last week, again, we had fairly chalkiness, not chalkiness, but 26 people ended up taking Akshay Bhatia. None of them had a better collection of cash, and that was because Rory's backdoor third place getting this guy $634,000. This ain't no hobby. Our guy, Steven Bryant, taking home his first skin, $2.29 million, edging out Fatty Wood 10, that's Jake Wood, by a little bit over $120,000. Words, in third place, we had a three-way tie, and get this, that son of a bitch did it again. Corey Baker, the league leader, with another winner picked on Akshay, he increases his lead. CL Baker 4s, just over $2 million. He was tied with Smokehouse Tom Travis, and Give Chubbs a Hand, another one of our guys and familiar voice from this show, Eric Godsey. He's who introduced us to both Riss and the Batman, Jared Smith. In sixth place, Pat Perez for Perez. That's Ev Ernst. I mean, this is just littered with guys that we love.
All of them on Akshay.
In seventh place, words, another guy that was already up and high on the leaderboard, Laugh, Love, Live. That's Luke Flesner. He moves up to number two. I think he was already at number two, but he, you know, picking a winner here, that's pretty impressive. And not to be outdone, Throwing Sharts, Scott Hartman. He also was on Akshay. He was in a group tied for eighth, four-way tie for eighth, rounding it out. Grip It and Rip It, J-Dub Fleming, Matt Risen, and Phoenix Golf Insider, Jordan Cook. $1.85 million for the rest of those guys' words.
Hey, good picking, boys.
As far as our picks were concerned, words, not very good. $150K for me. I just had Oberg and Charlie Hoffman. You were just behind me with, obviously, Cbez and your guy Ryan Moore, who really faded on the weekend. You were tied for 211. So, two consecutive weeks where I've made up some fucking chump change. I think I made up about 65K on you this past week, hell. So, again, you mentioned it already. You fell a spot or two. I fell a couple spots. But, words, the overall standings. CL Baker 4s, that's Corey Baker, $1 million lead now. He's the first player over $21 million, $21,737,000. He has a one-spot lead, of course, and $1 million lead over Laugh, Love, Live, Luke Flesner, who is now $1 million behind. He's the only other person over $20 million, and he's almost to 21 as well. So these guys have about a $1.5 million cushion over Tigers DD, Greg Roberts, which I believe last week, he had a really shitty week. He might have had all three of his picks miss the cut, but he only drops one spot. Right behind him, up six spots to number four, Throwing Sharts, Scott Hartman. He's at 18.2. Words, you're right behind him, falling one spot to number five, 18.1 million. Right behind you, Dallas, Daryl, 1-2-3, JP Delavadine in six. In seventh place, C. Rob Slicers, the commish, 17.8 million. Holding tight at eight, Ginger Jesus, Travis Risser. Holding tight at nine, Angry Z, Dan Zumo, and falling three spots to round out the top 10, Jebber, Jeb Blacketer. He's the last player over $17 million, words. And again, I fell two spots. I'm at number 14 now. So, a lot of big movers this week. A lot of guys on Akshay. Shout out to my sister. She's picked three straight winners. Unfortunately, they weren't Scotty Scheffler, so it's not like she's really gaining that much ground. But, yeah.
Hey, way to go, Johnny. Good rundown.
Yes. So,
how about those guys front running up there, huh? Jesus.
Yeah. Let's Corey Baker, man. He's on fire. I need to know this guy. Let's just look at his scorecard real quick because I think he's already picked.
Got to be four winners.
Okay, he's picked three winners. Scheffler, obviously, both times. But go back to Pebble Beach. He had Ludwig, who finished with $2.1 million when they were going to have a showdown between Ludwig and Wyndham when they rained out Sunday after Wyndham's 60 to seal the deal. So he got $2.1 million just from him. And then also he finished eighth at the Tournament of Champions. He had Thigala, who finished second there with 2.1. He finished fifth at Farmers with Nikolai Højgaard, who finished runner-up with almost $1 million. And then now he's had a 12th, a 10th, and a T3. So pretty fucking impressive. That's just steady fucking picking.
Steady Eddie. Yeah, you don't got to do anything too crazy. Just pick the Scheffler winners and throw in a few here, a few there. Jake Knapp, what's up?
Yeah, it doesn't look like he picked Jake Knapp.
No.
Fucking loser. Our guy.
We were all over that one, yeah. Bro.
Yes.
All right, Johnny, well done. Well, shall we take it on over, finally, to Augusta?
I thought you'd never ask.
Augusta, Georgia. Well, I guess we should start with the defending champ. John Rahm had his champions dinner on Tuesday. Did you see the pic? It's always good to see the pic, all those smiley asshole faces.
Yeah, Craig Stadler, just a salty bastard.
Phil Zimpic.
Phil. Ugh. Yeah, he's like, no, I just drink a lot of coffee.
I'm healthy.
I'm healthy. Why are you shaking?
I've always been a beacon of health.
Yeah. Still, it's so funny. It's like all the run-up with all the Instagram pages that post, like, who had the best champions dinner, and it's showing like all the old school menus. Yeah. And Bubba's is just like the most trash menu of all time.
They asked Sir Nick about that, and you know he loved rolling his eyes for fucking American Day. Anyway, the Chuck E. Cheese from Bubba. Of course. That had to be the worst, right? No, right, it was.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, this year, John Rahm.
Oh, we're going to go double tapas.
Yeah, what a joke. Fuck that.
What a joke. Come on, get some fucking Mickey D's in there.
Served the breakfast. It's going to be we're having Angel Garcia's tres leches cake with a big load of breast milk from Kelly.
Nobody touches Kelly's teeth but me.
Congrats to Rambo, by the way. Kelly's pregnant again.
Oh, man.
Tiger's abstaining from sex, and Rahm is just fucking. Rahm is fucking. That guy spends more time in the fucking sack than he does on the fucking range.
Which is why I'm not on him this week. How about DJ's black shirt he wore? Did you see that? He looked like the maitre d' at Night Trips.
I didn't see it.
Underneath yeah, his, shout underneath. Out Coastal Carolina, Eric.
underneath his...
Coastal's finest. Yeah, he wore a fucking black
t-shirt?
Button-up with a green tie and he's got green blazer.
I love that.
Yeah.
How much, you know, DJ's kind of the forgotten soul. Didn't he kind of get off to a good start here last year?
He's playing okay. Yeah. I definitely thought about him. Thought all about all the live guys have been kind of penciled in at one point or the other.
Yeah. I do think it's funny that it's like that was a huge story like going into the weekend was the fact that Tiger was not fucking, and then like John Rahm announces last week that he is fucking. Congrats on the sex. Kelly's like,
hey,
looking
at think. We think.
Yeah, maybe hey, it's not sorry, his. Hey. Maybe it's Phil's.
The alleged DJ sex wing got tossed out by John Rahm. And that was coming off three wins in a row.
That's right. The Cootie twins' granddad was in that photo. Still don't know which old fuck he is. No, I do. He was in the far right corner, I think.
Yeah, he was
behind Stadler, sitting in front of Stadler. Back to menus. I mean, I think the best that I saw was maybe Hideki's Wagyu.
Yeah, the Japanese Wagyu.
Yeah, that or, you know, Jordan just did some good old-fashioned Texas barbecue.
Texas barbecue.
With a chocolate chip cookie.
Well, how about you, Mr. 4-Ounce Filet? What would you be serving up?
Probably steak and lobster, hibachi style. I'd have Hideki cook it for us. Hideki, who do you know from here? Who do you know? You know any good?
Chairman Ridley, we're going to need this table gone.
Yeah.
And we're just going to roll in this little hibachi and we're going to have at it.
How many people are at the champions dinner? It's like, okay, we're going to go in a single file, like around the fucking thing. And
everyone catches a shrimp.
Anyone who doesn't catch a shrimp to a fucking bitch.
Come on, Mr. Watson, open up.
Jackie missed up
Jackie,
in there.
Jackie, you're drooling. You're drooling again.
Gary Player, I will not catch anything in my mouth except a protein bar.
What do you think? What do you think Gary Player's son is trying to? Who's he trying to knock
John
off
Rob,
this weekend?
You're a great champion, but you're fat. You understand me, son? You're fat. I did 200 push-ups before you got out of bed this morning.
Are you being Bernhard Long right now?
Yeah, I kind of trailed off into Sergio territory.
Well, seriously though, is Gary Player's son still in like the Augusta County jail?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I'm not bailing his ass out.
Poor bastard. They're getting all these sorts of these paydays, and I bet you all the old guys in the room are just fucking bitter as fuck.
100%.
Hal Sutton's just pissed. That was one of the things I said. You know, they're talking about how much money the guys are making, and that the Houston Open was recently, obviously, and Hal Sutton was just pissed off somewhere in Houston. Just pissed. They gave away the most money ever in a golf tournament at the Players where he became famous, and he is just pissed thinking about it.
I beat Tiger in his prime.
with sweaty tits.
Yeah, that's true, Johnny.
Hibachi. That's my
hibachi,
answer.
Yeah. What would your master do? Hibachi!
The clear soup. The clear soup would be fire.
Be so soup.
I'd actually do clear soup and I'd do the ginger salad.
I would hope you'd say, no, it's called clear soup.
We'd warm up with goiza. Well, no, they give you goiza. They give you the option of miso or clear. How many times have you been to hibachi, bub? The miso has the tofu chunks in it. The clear soup is just like, it has those little like, kind of breaded onion crisper things.
Remember, I've no-showed your birthday like 2 years running.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's right.
I'm a little busy, John.
Yeah, that's right. Forgot.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, though.
Yeah. What would you have, words? All desserts?
Yeah, exactly. The fucking Ozempic special.
Oh, my God. You're going to love this. You're going to love this. Shout out to a new listener. One of our Maggie's friends' brother, Kyle. Shout out, Kyle. He asked Maggie. He goes, so is this words guy? Is he just like a real fat dude or something? He's like, I heard them talking about how much he eats and
skinny
whatever.
Fat.
And literally, she's just picturing you as just like fucking some like Shrek looking motherfucker. I was like, no, he's like a big like athletic kind of guy, you know?
The big old pot belly though. A lot of room in there.
You literally asked Maggie. So is this words guy just like super fat?
You bring me a biscuit and some honey, and we'll talk. I'll fucking show you how you can just straddle that line on obesity /
diabetes,
just and possibly like a cherry on top with gout.
Hey, we don't have to go too far. There's probably a few guys in the league that are close to those few of the things you just mentioned.
Hey, well, I'm right there with them, arm in arm.
Good. So, anyways. So desserts.
So after all this Phil Zimpic talk, I'm like, man, is that me?
Yeah.
Some of these guys' wives, I need to reach out and be like, hey, so how'd your ass get so flat?
Yeah, words. It's like, I swear to God, whenever he used to putt, like I could have set a fucking Coke can on his ass, and now it's like fucking slide right off.
You know, yeah, all of his belts used to like fold over, and now they're just kind of sagging on.
So I'm in the process of returning one of those Smathers and Branson belts. Did I tell you this already?
No, it was too. They're all too small.
Yeah, so they run small. They run small. They run small.
Totally. Do they ever?
Yeah. So my wife buys me a 34.
No, but you bitch.
Can't even fucking close it. But I try to go fucking call them. I'm like, I need to return this. They're
Does she give you like some motivation belts?
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is where you should be, John.
Well, it was from my mom, but she asked Maggie to.
Well, she's a bitch too.
And so, you know, rather than looking at my actual belt where the size is actually stitched into the fucking leather, she just told her my waists, and I'm actually like more of a 33, so.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about
this. Yeah, no, let's not talk about it. We're not going to weigh in anymore. We're past those days. Bryson is skinny now.
I'm way over 220 and I'm not going back. That's it. Okay, final.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, great.
What else? They've moved the tee back on two? Three something?
Today? New, okay.
Fred Ridley? Runs to roll back the golf ball?
Fred Ridley, the Antichrist. I also kind of thought it was interesting. He kind of alluded to putting a fucking asterisk on all of DJ's fall win stuff. He's like, yeah, that's not how the course has ever We had no control of the course in the fall, so we'll probably do something with that. Sorry, DJ.
Yeah, it didn't really count.
Cool black shirt, though.
Yeah. Yeah. What else? Ridley didn't want... He was like, you know, because we don't want to fucking have an 8,000-yard course, we're going to support the rollback of the golf ball, and we hope that the PGA Tour does as well.
They should. I mean, Augusta is absolutely... I mean, they've made millions of dollars worth of land acquisitions. Maybe hundreds of millions. They bought a fucking road and another golf course that was across the street, I think.
Yeah.
To extend the tee box on 13 to keep that still playable for the guys. So, I mean, they got to do something.
Speaking of Augusta and Masters Week, how much fucking white trailer trash ass has John Daly been smashing this week?
Oh, in the Hooters parking lot. Oh, yeah,
he's
absolutely.
Back. Our boys are on the scene. You know, we heard he's back. You know, go figure.
Yeah, that was like the easiest bet in the world.
That and tax day is next Monday.
Yeah.
I need to still get my tax shit in, by the way.
Okay. Any tax guys listen to the show, hit J.E. up. He's looking for a new guy. Your eyes got real big, John.
Oh, no.
What else? The par 3 contest. Did you see Bubba's daughter drain like 3 huge putts? That was pretty awesome, even though Bubba is just such a chode. But it's his little daughter, and he has a son who's like 5 years older. And they had like a handshake, but you can tell he was like, God fucking damn it. Why does she keep making the putts? What about me, Dad?
I heard that. I heard that had happened. I heard Gary Woodland made an ace. Who else made an ace today? Did you hear any about that? Who cares about the par 3 contest?
I'll tell you who did. The Glove.
Lucas Glover?
Lucas Glover.
Wow. There was somebody else then. There was, I think, someone hit one before, Woodland, but who cares?
Okay.
I don't care.
What do you care about? Who are you texting?
If Kelly's tits were out, you know, then I'd care about it. But she wasn't on the bag for John because she's pregnant.
She's pregnant. Speaking of pregnant, well, I guess we should, before we talk about any players, I guess we have to get our guest picker on, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
So normally we do a little like hold, like, hey, so listen, we're about to hit record, but we're going to bring him right on in. This ain't no hobby. Last week's winner, Steven Bryant. Steven, how are you?
Thrilled to be here with you gentlemen on this fine Wednesday. 1 year anniversary of my own 2 feet being on the grounds at Augusta. It's a pleasure.
Oh, well, you know, we'd always said that it was going to be whoever won next. It was either Sung Jae or Akshay. We were going to make the Sledgehammer Peter Gabriel song about him. And guess what? We didn't do it.
Big surprise there.
So, Steve, This Ain't No Hobby is your name. Obviously, that's from the tall tale of Kevin Kisner playing in like some sort of corporate event. What happened to your boy Kevin Kisner? Why does he suck so much dick now at golf?
That is a fantastic question. You know, I think he probably realized that he's got a little bit more skill in the booth than he does on the golf course. And that's to his credit, I guess. But he's obviously a little bit of a mental midget, and I can't really pass any judgment on that because I share the same demons.
Yes. Don't we all?
This is much better up here in the booth behind the microphone.
Hell, I can throw a dip in here without even anyone judging me.
Just toss a little hog in right now. No one even know.
So,
you know, I did think it was a little bit more creative of a username before he had, you know, befriended kind of the goofiest guys in the golf universe, being the foreplay guys, and was just a jolly good guy.
Yep.
No, but, it's a cool name, Steven.
It's a cool name, dude. Hey, it's a great story.
I needed your validation words. It was just a test.
Well, you got it.
Here's the other thing. You thrust your way into the first position by my guy.
Don't say thrust
my
anymore.
Piece of shit motherfucker, Rory McIlroy, backdooring another top three, and that's what got the job done for you. So we're going to find out. Is he going to carry some of that over in this week, chasing the career Grand Slam for the fucking 10th year in a row?
That is the question. It sounds like he's trying to mitigate the hype or the questions surrounding that already, but I don't think he could do anything about that.
I agree. So You know what we do here. We go over the featured groups. You're a betting man. I'm a betting man nowadays. I just told words about how I signed up for Bovada thanks to you.
I got a horse right here. His name is Paul Revere.
You know words is going to be carrying about 15 different DraftKings cards. I know you've got action all over the board. So although who knows what our picks are going to be, we can splash a little bit of info on what we like, what we don't like, what our bets some might be, and we'll kind of touch it all. So anything we need to add before we go into the featured groups, words?
I don't know. Between touching it all and this thrusting talk, Ricky Martin over here is just hot to trot.
Did you see the Ricky Martin vid, Steven?
No.
Exactly. Every single listener of our party.
Huge dick.
Man, can't wait to hear some Masters talk.
Okay. Yeah. No more Ricky Martin
Screech.
Talk. No more Ricky Martin talk.
There's been a change of program.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
I'm guessing I'll hear it on the casting couch.
You will.
Once we go live.
You will. Good. You will. You will. Okay. So, first feature group, we've got Jean Rahm, the defending champion. Hey, and it's the traditional thing. He's playing with the reigning U.S. amateur champion, who's now a pro motherfucker, Nick Dunlap, and Matt Fitzpatrick.
And Feifel.
Words, you said it earlier. I didn't know if you were kidding or not. I'm taking Jon Rahm. I'm taking the Spaniard. I'm taking the defending champion. I'm going against all conventional wisdom on someone not winning back-to-back, because give me that free pick on Jon Rahm, who has always been my guy.
Always, always. What say you, Steven?
It's hard not to like Rahm this week. Looks like there's wind in the forecast earlier in the week, which is kind of a theme with where I've gone, picks and betting wise this week. He can obviously play in the wind. And I think that, you know, he's someone that likes to kind of stare in the face of haters, and maybe he's got some of those lined up. Maybe he's got a little bit of a chip this week. I am not on him.
Oh,
but I could understand why anybody would be.
I'm fading his fat ass.
You know what I'm fading? Kelly's tits. I'm shading
I wouldn't fade those.
I'm not fading them. I'm shading those breasty things. No, listen, I think what Steven hit the nail on the head. These live guys are coming in with a chip on their shoulder. And yes, it's advantageous for us to pick them in the league. But Jon Rahm, he hasn't won on the live tour yet, but he has been consistently up there. He has been fucking putting everything into, I'm going to win this goddamn tournament just to prove that I still am the best, even though Scotty Scheffler's the best.
Yeah, I think it goes a little bit beyond like, oh, I really want to try hard, and I do have this chip on my shoulder because I am live. Like, the flip side of that coin is, I think he had to look a lot of people in the eye this week that he didn't really want to look in the eye. A little uncomfortable press conferences again, some tougher questions.
Uh-huh.
His bullshit meal, as you said.
Yeah, tapas!
You know, it hadn't been done since Tiger for 19 years. You know, we all know what Jon Rahm can do, but hey, I've also taken him here and I've seen him top one on a par five. So
hole eight, I remember that as well.
How could I forget? That's when my Masters came crashing down. So I'm gonna fade Jon Rahm.
Oh.
Yeah, he's obviously really good. Still hasn't won on live.
Okay, so I do think we've kind of gotten the talk going. Obviously, it's advantageous to play the live guys. Where do you see Jon Rahm as far as the heaviest of the picks of the golfers used? I've got to see Jon Rahm, I think, in that top three. What do you think, Steve?
100%, 100%. Everybody's just itching to use the live guys. I think people probably think that they're going to be a little cheeky too, and say, oh, maybe someone will back off of him because he is the defending champion, because he hasn't really been lighting the world on fire and live and stuff like that. And in reality, they'll look up and they'll realize that he's probably the second or third heaviest pick.
Okay.
Yep. I think he and Brooks, he hasn't won on live, but I don't think he's finished outside the top eight either. So he is definitely, he's hitting the ball like Jon Rahm does, and he's got the full package.
Yep.
Ricky Martin package, huh, John?
Well, when you're only playing with like 50 players every week, too, top eight kind of loses its luster.
Ooh. Yeah.
Not to have any lib shade.
Bobby Puffman is going to come after your ass.
You and words. You and words both hate lib. No.
I'm not a hater.
I know. Anyways, so.
It just sucks.
Okay. Yeah. The next featured group, words. We have, And I don't even know if these are like the official featured groups. It says featured groups, but we've got my guy.
Another one of your
chasing
guys.
Chasing his first, playing in his first Masters and chasing his first green jacket. The U.S. Open champion, Wyndham Clark, playing with the man from Norway, Victor Hovland. And a guy who made a living here, a guy who I made some money off of in past years, off of top five tickets, Cameron Smith, the Open champion from 2 years ago at St. Andrews.
Who had diarrhea last week, I guess.
Yeah, he pulled out of the,
thrust.
Thrust, that's it. Yeah, WD'd. Was that strategic words?
Did no, he? I think it was diarrhea.
What makes you think that?
That's what I heard. He had food poisoning.
It was like Spieth. It was like Spieth leaving Riv and getting DQ'd. He had to shit.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's like you start, and by hole two, you're just, it's a sprint to the shack on six to go take a shit.
Yeah, no, remember I sprinted from one.
Yeah.
And I made the, I marked my ball, shit, came back and made the putt. But that's a whole different story. Words. Wyndham Clark.
Wyndham. I'm off of him. It's an interesting pick. I don't think anyone, I don't, are you taking him?
Words, I am not taking Wyndham Clark, but I do.
I knew you didn't have the balls, actually. Me and T-Riz are just like shaking our heads right now.
I am staring at the very first bet I made opened my Bovada account, and I do have a winner ticket on Wyndham Clark. So
shitty bet.
Yeah, we'll see.
Debutantes don't win out here unless you're Fuzzy Zoeller, and he was just a drunk.
But you heard the last.
It's going to be interesting, though, because like a lot of these driving kind of corridors are like Georgia, humongous Georgia pines on each way. And Wyndham plays a nice little 60-yard cut. So it's going to be interesting to see how he plays this course. It's going to take him a little while to figure out, but he's a fucking big game hunter. We know that. He loves the big game.
He's a great putter. He's a great chipper. But more importantly, Words, I mean, this motherfucker, he's just like me. He said he wasn't going to come play Augusta until he was in the tournament. He's not going to go to the fucking Masters. He's not going to play the course.
John,
just
he is,
like me.
He is just like you, John.
Just like me. Slays ass. No, I'm just joking. Anyways.
Sorry, Steven. What do you got?
I'm really tracking with you boys pretty well. As much as I would have liked to be on Wyndham, I think he checks a lot of boxes out here. He is not a drawer of the golf ball. He is a debutante. And, you know, I think what ultimately kept me from actually including him in my picks was that little, got that little back injury, the little back thing that could,
forgot about that
kind of crept up, a couple weeks ago. And, you know,
yeah.
I'll toot my own horn just like J.E. likes to do every week. Having been on the grounds of Augusta myself, I do know that the terrain can be challenging. So I worry about that back at some point in time creeping up. So it kept me from including him in my picks, but I did sprinkle some cash on Mr. Clark.
Listen, Words, you said it earlier, Fuzzy, that the drunk son of a bitch, the drunk racist. No, he's old now. He's sweet. But when he won in 1979, there was also an eclipse that year. Do you see that? Did you see that?
Yes.
Oh, no. Yes. Yeah. I'm ready for the rapture.
Shout out to our guy, Jesse. But I'm sprinkling. I'm putting more money on Wyndham. I'm just gonna. Yeah, I didn't take him in the picks, but I'm fucking putting all my cash on Wyndham.
Is this to win or is this like an each way situation?
30 to 1,
straight up.
Which I think is kind of crazy. I mean, 30 to 1 is a pretty.
What's crazy is respect. The other guy we haven't talked about yet,
Ludvig.
No, in this grouping.
Oh,
Victor
Hovland, who is now he fired his swing coach again and is back with an old guy, scoring flame. It's hard to squelch.
shout out Chapo.
But, I mean, this time last year, everyone was like, you'd think Victor would have been a top five guy picked in the league. And this year, I mean, are there going to be 10 guys that take a flyer on Victor? His chipping numbers are, like, right back to the shitter where they were. He hasn't played well, but we haven't seen his ass since the Players.
What?
Or Valero. One of the two. He's been out.
I don't think he played in the Players, but I don't think he's played since.
No, I think he's been gone for a month.
Did you watch Live From by chance last night? They did a little segment on Victor. Anybody?
I've not watched any TV.
Yes.
Okay,
I've watched an absurd amount of Live From.
Did you see Victor is a conspiracy theorist?
Dave believes in aliens and shit. Yes.
He's a flat earther.
He like, it was like Nikolai Højgaard's like, he's an interesting guy. He'll bring up a lot of interesting
aliens and stuff. It's all real.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's kind of his thing. You said it last week. I think kind of when we breached the subject a little bit, but it was like Victor thinks that if he's playing well, he's not doing anything to get better, which is why he's tweaking his swing. But like clearly he was at the peak of his game last year when he won the fucking FedEx Cup. And now he has 5 starts on the season and 0 top, I think, top 10 or even top 20 finishes so far.
Right.
So
fascinating. He's going to be heavily featured in my DraftKings this week. He's going to have really low ownership, and I'm kind of hopefully taking the bet that he hasn't fallen off as hard as we thought. He has a really good history here. Solid. I mean, he's definitely the kind of guy that on a mild Augusta day can go out there and hit 16 or 17 greens. So you don't even have to fucking worry about chipping.
Well, I will say, I think his best finish here is like maybe, I don't know if he's had, does he have a top 10 here?
T7. T7 last year. Okay. I only know that because I had a top 5 ticket on him and he faded pretty, I think he missed it by a stroke. I believe he bogeyed 18 or there was something late in the round that
really fucked you.
Kept me, yeah.
Those scars take a while to heal up. That's good.
You know how I got these scars? The third guy, though, is a guy who's finished second here a couple times and a major champion himself, Cameron Smith. If the shit stays that way, words.
he was penciled in my card like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
This card? Yes. Or DraftKings?
No, this one. The big game. I don't know, man. I can't get there with him right now. He's really played like shit since he's gone to live, and it hasn't really cleaned up a bunch. I think he played kind of okay this summer, maybe, but I'm going to need to see it a little more from old Cammy.
Yeah, I agree. He's kind of just forgotten about. Like, of the live guys that kind of left, obviously people know Brooks. Brooks came in and won the PGA last year, but Cam Smith is kind of the guy that's like, oh, yeah. Like, he signed shortly after his win at the Open, and it's like,
talk about drunk.
I forgot about him almost. But all right, next featured group words. This one's got my guy. Another. How many guys do I have? Him and Wyndham Clark are basically right up there in my world because it's Tiger Woods. He's playing with my mates. There's my guys and there's my mate. My mate, Jason Day, and Max Homa. How shitty is Max going to play in this group, huh? I teased Tiger. I teased it a little bit, but no, I laid off the group words. You know, I love Jason Day in this spot. Just like I told you, this was my spot for Day to win a major.
I was waiting for it. So you're not taking Day.
I'm not taking Day. I'm not taking Day.
Well, weird. I called you full of shit when you said that like 3 months ago, and I'm calling you a PGA kid
today.
I'm
saving him for the PGA.
How could you do that to J Day? Turn your back on him like this?
I only have one pick left.
You're a piece of shit.
I only have one pick left. Okay. What do we think about Tiger? Yeah. What do we think about Tiger? Where a cut made? He's going for the all-time streak of cuts made in the Masters. Does he do it?
If he finishes his round tomorrow, I will be like mildly surprised.
I think he makes the cut.
He very well could. I mean,
I know I got a top 20 ticket on him right now. It's only $10 though.
He'll end up making the cut and finish outside of the top 40.
Okay. Because it's top 50 in ties or 10 within, right? Is that where we are here? Okay. Steve, what do you think? You got any action on these guys?
I don't. I watched a fair bit of Max Homa in the par 3 today, too, and he looks pretty relaxed, looks pretty comfortable over the golf ball.
Really comfortable walking.
Very, very, very comfortable. He's got quite a strut. As we talked about, but obviously want to take Tiger any chance I can. Couldn't do anything on Tiger. Don't really have a great feel for him, health wise. You know, I don't think as long as he finishes his actual rounds, he's going to be okay. He's going to be pretty close to the cut line. Maybe just barely makes the cut. Kind of depends. You know, maybe the tougher it plays, maybe the more it plays into his hands the first couple of days, just because he's crafty enough around the greens to avoid the massive numbers. But if it really softens up, if that storm comes through and softens up and there's some players that are able to go super low, it might be tough for him. But as I obviously love the GOAT and want to be behind them and will be, but not with any financial incentive.
Okay. So here's what's funny. We're on the last feature group, but we got to talk about this other group because it's not in the feature group. So we'll hit this group, and then we got to talk about the real feature group. DJ playing with Colin Morikawa and Tommy. Can the man with the golden nose find some magic where he's got a green jacket with a fake green jacket, one of the ones given out in November, the only one given out in November.
It had a special Coke pocket.
It's got a can fit 3.5 grams, yeah. Right? That's what a golf ball weighs.
3.5 gram vial.
Hey, they don't call it the extracurricular brand for nothing, boys. Have you seen that? That's his new apparel brand. Isn't it called extracurricular or something?
Oh my god, no.
Something like that. Yeah, oh yeah.
I bet it's misspelled too.
Almost certainly.
Extraterrestrial?
Aliens, bro.
Okay.
Are you on DJ?
No, I'm
you
not
didn't
on
take a flyer?
No, this whole group sucks.
I almost took DJ.
Okay. Well, I mean, fuck, dude. I would love DJ to win. I would love it. I would love it, but not this week. I got too much action out there just not on him.
Getting Paulina's ass, yeah. On 18th green.
For some reason, I was surprised because I saw like a top, it was like a power rankings, and Fleetwood was like 48. Like, is he that bad?
Everyone knows he's not going to fucking win.
And then Morikawa, that's another head scratcher. He hasn't done shit since Maui.
Yeah, it's his whole game is real wipey right now. And if there's any kind of wind, it's just like kind of murdering his ball. Did he make the cut in San Antonio?
I don't think so.
I don't think he did.
He is so lost, but it's also Colin Morikawa, so he'll probably win this for his third leg of the major Grand Slams. Yeah, just kind of come out of nowhere. He kind of had, I mean, he didn't have much form like before he won the Open, I will say that. So crazier things have happened, but I'm not feeling very confident on Colin Morikawa.
Okay. Steve, I assume you're the same boat, but...
I'm off the whole group.
Okay, let's get to the real featured group that I can't believe this wasn't listed here. So we got to talk about it because it's the number one player in the world, Scottie Scheffler, and he's playing with a guy chasing the dragon and the all-time Grand Slam, Rory McIlroy, and Xander, the X-Man Shoffley, who a lot of people love. I think Xander is third or fourth on the odds board this week, so...
He will be the highest guy played in DraftKings pretty much across the board this week.
Okay.
Without a doubt. Mm-hmm.
Words. It's the elephant in the room. Scottie Scheffler. We each have one pick left. Are you going to use it?
If he didn't have a little snot-nosed kid on his way this week, I would have taken him. But there is a chance that this motherfucker might bail on the tournament on Sunday and fly home to see the birth of his kid. I want to take him. I always want to take Scottie. I am not on him.
Wow.
I'm passing. I think it's his tournament to win, as we've all kind of said. He's the best in the world right now. I just, you know, you got to hope for a couple four putts, and, you know, it's not fun cheering against this guy, I'll tell you what.
Well, I'm stunned because I am burning my last Scottie Scheffler pick, and I'm doing it this week because he's 4-1 odds. Vegas is not dumb. Yes, Meredith could fucking plop that thing right out.
I would do it. It's never happened. Like, it's always that talked about thing. It's like, oh, his wife is 9 months home, just waiting. He's waiting for the call. And it never happens.
It's going to be like John Rahm last year.
This is going to be the time. He's going to get the fucking call, and he's going to bail on the Masters.
So
And everyone is going to resent his kid for the rest of their lives.
Well, I will say this. It's the odds makers pick for me. I'm using my last Scottie pick. Our commish, we were talking about this at a party. My sister's 40th, actually, this past weekend. And he said, you know, I've used Scottie all three times already, and I'll take it. I won, you know, $8.7 million. And I was like, well, I've won $8.5 million, and I've only used him twice. So
Save something for the U.S. Open, Scotty. Come on, baby.
And I'm looking for that mid-tournament fluff of the purse where it's just a little bit more money, yeah, maybe. But we'll see. We'll see. So I'm taking Scotty Scheffler because a win's a win whether I pick him this week or if I save his ass for the playoffs. If I can get $11 million out of Scotty Scheffler, I'm going to fucking take it, which is why I'm rolling with him this week. Steven, are you fucking with me?
I'm with you, John.
Yes.
I'm with you. It feels like a chalky week for me. I haven't used a single Scotty pick yet. I'm pretty sure that he hasn't won a tournament after April or something.
That's Words'
right?
go-to maybe stat.
After May.
Brought to you by Words. Yeah.
Between February and April, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure how my strategy of waiting until now to use him will pan out, but it's just really hard for me to believe that he's not going to be on that leaderboard at the bottom of the TV screen on Sunday. It's more likely than not, in my opinion. But
I agree. I think the floor for Scotty is like T3 right now, so. It's obviously right. Taking the best player in the world. It's a good pick, guys. Hey, way to go out on a limb.
Yeah. So, Words, what do you think, though?
It is interesting, though. I mean, do you think Scotty is going to be top three most picked guys? I mean, a lot of guys like C-Rob.
It burned him.
Burned his ass already. But there's also, like, the live component. So, do you think a bunch of guys are going to be playing guys that are on the regular tour?
I think that there's a lot of strategy that could go into this. For me, I gotta think that Scotty at 4-1 is not gonna get that good of odds, which who's to say Scotty's not gonna have the kid and then fall into the fucking Ricky Fowler and Jordan Spieth and lose his game for a few months, huh? This is one of our theories, Words.
Could happen.
It could happen. Take him now before that little bastard comes out.
I'm praying so hard for a Saturday birth right now. It could happen.
That's the other thing. Steven's guy.
They may not play tomorrow also.
That's right. Steven's guy, slamming, or don't call me Tyler, Burns. His wife is like doing a week. Did you know that?
No.
These guys are best friends. Scotty and Sam Burns are best friends, and his wife's pregnant too.
Yes.
So his wife is doing a week. I mean, I think that Meredith is.
He's never had a top 20 in a major, though. It's a different story.
Yeah.
Or are you saying they just were fucking at the same time?
Yeah, they were swinging. Who's kids who?
One big Ricky Martin sex party?
who's kids who? Maybe they were each having like a surrogate, but they just actually fucked. Anyways, let's move on. Anybody on Rory? Anybody on Rory?
I almost did it, Johnny. I really did. I thought so hard about it. It was in, and I just couldn't click it. I think he's going to probably have another top five. But I'm just not. I'm not ready to get hurt again. Pass on Rory
and Xander too, huh? Nobody, no love for either of you on those guys.
Well, boys, when Rory rose to the occasion last week and helped me secure the victory early that morning, I said that if Rory was able to take me to a victory, because of course I had already guaranteed myself that Akshay was going to win before he. Almost gave it away, but I promised myself that I would take him this week against everything in my mind that tells me not to take him. So I am on Chalky Rory as well.
Wow. I love it. So you're on two PGA Tour guys. This was my whole deal. Yeah. Also, like beginning of last month, it's like only live guys in majors, period. Stick to your guns, Words. Come on. And now it's just completely out the fucking window. But hey, that's a, you got Scotty and Rory. That's a pretty strong card, bub.
Okay, so
it's tough to beat.
That's theoretically Words, the featured groups that we threw out. Now, there is another group that we could talk about, or we could just straight up get to brass tacks and figure out who the fuck everyone else picked. So right now, I am on Jon Rahm and Scotty Scheffler. Steven is on Scotty Scheffler and Rory McIlroy. Words, you have not given a single pick yet at this point, have you? I don't think so. No. So Words, who's it going to be for pick number one?
I'm going with a gentleman who has a green jacket already, and he's back for more. One of the greatest ball strikers on planet Earth. He is well in form. Hideki Matsuyama!
Great pick. Love Hideki this week. That was one of the fucking several guys. I need to go put a fucking outright on him so I fucking curse your ass. That's a great pick. He is trending, and you said it months ago. I've heard it from a couple of different people. Hideki's going to fucking win.
Yes.
Now, is he is the question.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Hey, that neck of his, who knows, huh?
Yeah. Well, this is the other thing. It's like, where do I play Hideki if not here? Like, here is like the one tournament where I know he's not going to pull some WD bullshit after round one, like little neck spasm. He will play through it here. So that helped me pull the Hideki trigger.
Wow. That's a good pick. That's a good pick. Do you want to go ahead and give two, or should we just say one, two, three? Because
no, go for it. I'm not on him.
You're not on Brooks?
No.
I'm taking Brooks. It's Brooks. And that's why I'm taking him. It's Brooks.
I know. If he hadn't have fucking shot 277s last week, I mean,
I don't think that matters whatsoever. He's confident.
I think it does matter a little bit, John. Like, we said he wasn't playing very good ball striking-wise before he won the PGA last year, and that is not the case. Like, he was hitting the ball really well in LIV. By all accounts, from what I was looking on Twitter, Xander was blasting it by him like by 30 yards yesterday. I think Brooks is a little not where he needs to be right now.
Oh, God, no.
And he was on my card all week, and he was who I changed off of right before we started the show. So okay, this could come back to absolutely fuck my face.
Listen.
And I would be crushed because we all know who was on Brooks at Shinnecock, right? Yeah. And in St. Louis before that.
It's me, Woods. It was Shinnecock first, then I'm pretty sure, right?
Shinnecock.
Yeah.
Because
I was on him at the cup.
He outlusted Tiger there.
Outlusted.
Anyways, but I just think that Brooks is the kind of guy that you can almost throw, like,
who changes a putter the week before and wins?
Who saw Brooks contending last year? One, he did blow a 5-shot lead, but it's like Brooks is unexplainable. He is an anomaly. Like, he is, as soon as you don't believe in him, he's going to fight. Like, hey, there was a dude that I heard about that lives in Oklahoma City named Words that he said I wasn't going to win, so I'm going to fucking win. Because
he said I was his boy.
Yeah. Yeah. He fucking talked about how he picked me at Shinnecock and at fucking Bellerive, and then he didn't pick me. So that's why it's just like, okay, Brooks, that's it. Brooks.
I mean,
Steve, are you with me?
It's hard to argue with. He has 5 fucking majors. I mean, the guy gets it.
There's 19 guys in front of me.
Yeah.
I did not pull the trigger on Brooks for similar reasons to Words. I will say it was funny. It's funny watching him for a little bit today in the par 3 tournament. All the other players are like eager to go run and pick up their kids when they're walking in between holes and interact with their kids. And you watch Brooks walk down and he's got his bag kind of half ass on his shoulder and Jenna's over there just, yeah, good question. But you know, Jenna's over there like struggling with their son, and Brooks is like, "Nah, man, you got that. You know, I got worried about dogs.
That's a woman's work.
That's on Jenna."
Hey, I do have a little inside info on Brooks, by the way, that I got from an insider.
Okay,
an insider that maybe is an insider from Phoenix.
Oh my God,
that was shared to me by someone else. So the Phoenix insider did not share this directly with me, but it was a text message about Brooks, and it said he's been laying off the booger sugar for a while in prep. Tiger laid off the sex. Brooks is laying off the booger sugar. And I was like, Brooks, booger sugar? And then I was like, oh yeah, that Panthers game right after the PGA when he was so coked out in that suite. That's right. So I think Brooks wants it, baby.
Yeah, I think that could be a no-go then.
I'm for that, I'm out, bub. Yeah,
exactly. For that reason, I feel a lot better about being out. Like, his hands are shaking.
Okay, so that's my third guy, Words. You're on Hideki. Why don't we roll out your second pick?
Oh, my God. All right, I'll just go straight to the tall, slender man.
No, you're not.
Switched off of Brooks Koepka for.
No.
Got a couple top tens here and 3 strats.
Oh, my God.
I'm going with a man named William Zalatoris.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Figured get a little good value on him.
Oh,
maybe
God.
A cheeky pick this week.
Oh, my God.
He fucked J.E. right in the ass in the players with a missed cut. He hasn't played since then.
I didn't pick him there.
You didn't?
No.
Valero?
No, I haven't picked him this year.
Really?
Yeah, I have the most money on him on any outright ticket.
Oh, that's great. You get to cheer for him, too.
The kid. I love the kid. I already queued up the picture of the kid.
Maybe sub 20 kid picks. I don't know. I feel like he hasn't been talked up a bunch this week.
What a pick.
And before he missed the cut at the players, which we know there's a lot of water out there, kind of highly variable outcomes. Couple top fives, including a second. I mean,
what a pick. What a pick.
In it to win it. Willie Zalatoris for his second fucking win overall. Put a fucking narrow ass green jacket on it, kid. Come on. But talk about a guy who could have always one swing away from just pulling his back.
That or a shaky putt. But dude, I mean, Steve, I'll never forget that Sunday when the kid finished second at Augusta, when we were live betting it. We were live betting it at Twin Peaks. Then we moved over to industry and just kept the hope alive. But then ultimately, wasn't that Hideki that ended up winning that one? We're just two guys.
That
was Hideki's year. Yep, that was Hideki's year.
Okay, so Words is on the kid. Are you on the kid as well? It sounded like you weren't.
No.
Okay.
I love the kid, and as much as I want a free Willie at the top of my lungs every time he swings this weekend, I am not on him.
Okay, so right now, why don't you give us your third and final pick, Steve?
So my third pick will be a Liv guy. I had to get one of them in. Weirdly enough, even before Scotty, I've had this guy circled as a Masters pick for a while. Give me Joaquin Niemann.
Yep, I like the pick. You know,
pussy. No, he's got one top 20 in a major here, and he's gotten better. I think it was miscut, like top 40, top, I think he got like 17th or something. So, hey, he's trending. He's figuring out. You talk about chips on shoulders. Well, his is bigger than most, I would say, on the LIV Tour right now. He was touting what bullshit it was that he had to wait this long for an invitation. So he's going to get his shot at the title now, bub. We'll see what he does. He's got the game for it. He's awesome. So,
hey, if you were locked in a room with one Joaquin, would you rather be Joaquin Niemann or Joaquin Phoenix? Bag of smack.
Dynamite, Johnny. Dynamite.
Okay, so Words, that leaves you.
He's a great wind player. He's a great wind player. Like I said earlier, it's gonna be windy the first couple days, and I just love that little low, just bullet draw that he plays.
You're right. It's gonna be windy. It's gonna be Lady Windy.
Who you're not on?
I'm not on. All right. Hey, why would I be on him when I could be on like three former number ones? Anyways, what fucking chalky ass fucking picks I have, Words. Give us your third and final pick.
I'm too, like Steve, and I got to get one Liv guy in here just because I'm kind of going against the grain. But
Phil!
Oh, God, Justine. Oh, Justine,
you're not
going
to do it.
It's Masters week, Justine. You know how I get.
No.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
He's going to win and get a Mackenzie Child tattooed on his ass. I'm going with the fucking cheater. Patrick Reed, P. Reed, give it to me. Stick it in my veins, baby. Let's go.
Unbelievable.
I did it.
Unbelievable.
Johnny. I did it.
I've never been more fucking proud of your picks in my entire fucking life, where it's, you have some guts, dude. Unbelievable.
We'll see. I could very easily be on Murder Suey Watch come Sunday.
You just picked Patrick Reed.
I know. Who else is gonna follow me and Ryan Moore and Patrick Reed
into hell,
straight outside of the top 10.
Okay, so here's the joke: Words walks into a bar with Patrick Reed, Joaquin Phoenix, and Patrick
and Ryan Moore.
Oh
Jesus, Justine! Oh my God!
Oh my God! Wow. Okay, so
Kessler, clean my way.
You talk about a fucking just conglomerate here. I'm on Jon Rahm, Scottie Scheffler, and Brooks Koepka. Steven is on Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, and Joaquin Niemann. And Words is on Hideki Matsuyama, the kid, Will Zalatoris, and Patrick Reed.
Oh my God, what have I done?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Let's go, let's Masters.
Wow. Did not see that coming. I think that my lineup is at least shared by at least 15 people. At least. So I think, Word, you've got a unique lineup. Steven, you may have a unique lineup. I'm not sure. I don't know. I think the Joaquin will throw people off a little bit there, but the top two, obviously, those are going to be top five.
You want to know something that's not good for me? Is like chalk in this game works. It's reliable. It works. This could end poorly.
Well, here it is for me. Two free picks with the two live guys, right? And then Scottie Scheffler. Like I said, I already explained it. I've already got $8.5 million through three picks. If I can get even another million from him, taking $9 million, over $9 million for three picks for Scottie Scheffler, you can't ask for much more.
Scottie needs to be home and be with Mel.
Mayor. Yeah. So, wow. Okay. That's really intriguing words. Your picks are phenomenal.
Well,
if I love him that much, you're fucked.
My brain is an absolute knot right now. So this tournament can't get started soon enough. And of course, it's probably not going to get played at all tomorrow. And God, have we had just weather here the past 5 years? It seems like it's been bullshit.
Well, I have a bad feeling that Words tonight, you know, Words is editing the show this evening, and I have a bad feeling it's going to be like, and that's why I'm rolling with John Rahm, and that's why I'm rolling with Brooks Koepka. Like, he's going to just edit over the show, you know. Once we say I'm on the show, they're locked, right?
Ours are.
Yeah, so, wow, okay. Well, Steven, what a treat that was. We got a full 38 minutes with you. That's as long as we've had a guest on the show probably ever, and it's been nothing but a pleasure. We wish you the best. Good luck this week, and I'm sure we'll see you at some point this weekend.
We better combine forces. If it's like past years, I will already be regretting my picks and hammering live bets all weekend to make up for it. So
just as the Lord intended.
Yes, we shall see.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, and best of luck, friend.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, later.
Well, not much else to say, is there, Johnny?
No, I just can't believe you went there. You went balls out. You got way more ball. You must have a cock like Ricky Martin.
One can only hope, I guess.
They never talk about somebody, like, someone does something, like, legit and, like, brave. It's like, oh, they got balls, but what about a cock, huh? Oh, Jesus.
I would give anything if I walked by A-Rod. He's like, whoa, Word, look at that boner on you. Like, yeah, A-Rod, how about that, huh?
Yeah, why don't you meet Tashera, go grab a beer?
Yeah, get a couple pictures.
You and me and Tino Martinez, huh? Okay, well,
assy. All right, Johnny, goddamn, I'm so excited. Who else are you excited to see? Anyone?
Tiger.
I would love it if he, I mean, top 20 would be just massive, but
yeah,
it's going to be kind of sad if we see him limping around all over the place, but hey, we'll just enjoy it while we can, right?
Yeah, and I think that between obviously seeing how he does, there's obviously a lot of intrigue with throw in the whole question mark in the mix of whether or not Mayer goes into labor. I think that's just a fucking talking point. Like, that's not going to happen.
You better hope it is, bub.
I better fucking hope it is. If I get burned like I did with John Rahm last year,
it will be
my life's over.
Well, not just you. I mean, he's going to get picked by over 75 people. There's just no question. And it will be an absolute riot. So we may even, like, just preemptively call it right now on the show. It's like, if that does happen, we'll put in an alternate pick, because that is bullshit.
No.
Fucking kids. Act of God.
Yeah.
Force majeure.
Well, so is diarrhea.
Well, that's true. No, that's a whole different bowl of wax.
Yeah.
All right, you're right, Johnny. If he posts a score, it's in.
It's in.
Don't call us. Call C-Rob.
Yeah, call Scotty. Fucking blow him up on social media. Wait, he's not on it. He's more into the Bible.
You blew my bets.
He's into the Bible. Don't. Not into Twitter.
That's right.
Anyways, okay.
All right, Johnny. Well, that was fun. You want to watch a little golf this weekend at some point?
Sure.
Hey, bub, why not? Sure. My in-laws are in town, so yeah, we'll get together and do some crack.
Sounds great.
What is that?
A lot of podcast joke about crack.
I thought that was just like a key bump with a menthol cigarette.
Yeah, it is.
All right, Johnny. Well, I'm going to try to never think about Ricky Martin again. Thank you for sharing that. Conjoined Twin Talks, the whole shooting match. That was a lot of fun.
It was, Words. Good luck. I mean, like I said, I would love for the kid to win, but I'm going to have the action on him. So if he wins for you in the league, so be it.
Get it to win it. You guys enjoy the golf. Keep your head down. Let's try that again.
You can't drink like me. You can't smoke like me. Let's party together.
Oh, my goodness.